Good afternoon. It is Friday, May 6th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Alan, what did you see in the grain markets today, specifically with the soybeans?
Well, basically, the grain markets are positioning for the WASDE report next Tuesday, USDA's first go-round at 2016 world production, supply, and demand is in that report. And there's a lot of moving parts. We really don't have a good handle on U.S. acreage yet. We know there were some shifts after the March 31st report, but USDA's not going to give us a hard number on that, just an assumption. The soybeans in particular have had a pretty good rally due to losses in production in Argentina. They're trying to figure out if we've attracted enough additional acres in the U.S. to make that world balance sheet comfortable. So a lot of moving parts. A weaker dollar has helped us in general, and volatility is the middle name here.
What sparked the rally in the cattle this week?
Well, cattle get oversold technically. Your RSIs, your stochastics, most of your overbought, oversold indicators were pretty down there. June cattle were below the main support on the weekly chart when they took over as front month futures. The rally this week put June about where it should be. You know, we're still seeing some pressure on the cutout values, makes it hard to rally the cash cattle and rally the board. But at the same time, we're seeing a little better action here. So I think there's a little more upside potential yet in the cattle here, just from a technical standpoint.
Last thing for you this afternoon. What's the main story in hogs?
The main story in hogs is that it's kind of like an algebra problem. Train A leaves City A and Train B leaves City B. Where are they going to meet? The futures are well above the cash market. The cash market normally goes up this time of the year, and it is. But the board has got a substantial premium to the cash, and that's very relevant for May futures, which expire next week. So we're kind of trying to feel out where that intersection is, how far cash hogs can rally before May goes off the board.
Hey, thanks for your time today, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.